fewer, if any, cameras in area where Brown University shooting occurred. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 17, 2025. Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona, D., admitted Tuesday there are few, if any, cameras in the area in which Saturday's shooting at Brown University occurred. Fox News noted Nerona was asked about surveillance footage and he explained that the shooting happened in an older part of the Barrison Holly Engineering and Physics building, while the cameras are in the newer portions. He said, "So there's the back part of the building, the old part, and the front part, the new part. The shooting occurs in the old part towards the back. And that older part of the building, there are fewer, if any, cameras in that location, I imagine, because it's an older building." Reuters summarized Nerona's comments thusly. Officials said there were limited cameras inside the engineering and physics building where the shooting took place, and that none had recorded any clear footage of the gunman. So far, videos of the individual described as a person of interest have consisted of clips from a distance of him walking down streets or across intersections. Some of the videos, like this one published by the Providence Police Department, have been enhanced to show as much detail as possible. Two people were killed in the Brown University shooting and nine others were wounded. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @Hawkins@Breitbart.com.